I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. A lockdown has been lifted at one Alabama prison where inmates had been refusing to work. At another facility, the strike is still on. Alabama Department of Corrections officials say they've taken Elmore Correctional Facility off lockdown. Spokesman Bob Horton says about 80% of the 300 inmates who were striking at that facility have begun reporting to their assigned jobs again. At the William C. Holman Correctional Facility near Atmore, around 60 inmates are still refusing to work in the prison's sewing and license plate plants. Corrections officials say that prison is still on lockdown. The inmate strikes began May 1st. The Free Alabama movement says inmates are protesting conditions in the state prison system. Horton says there's no indication the strikes are taking place at other facilities beyond the Elmore and Holman prisons. Some of the most prominent names in Alabama government will be testifying at House Speaker Mike Hubbard's impending ethics trial. APR's Stan Ingold has more.
Court records show that subpoenas have been issued to Governor Robert Bentley, former Governor Bob Riley, Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh, and multiple state legislators and lobbyists. The prominent witness list was expected. Hubbard faces 23 ethics charges, claiming he used his public position to benefit his businesses through lobbying, soliciting investments in clients, and other actions. Jury selection is scheduled to begin next Monday. Circuit Judge Jacob Walker has said he will delay the trial only if appeals of pretrial rulings are pending. Hubbard has filed a petition with the Court of Criminal Appeals, but it was filed under seal. Stan Ingold, APR News.
The annual regional job fair hosted by the Alabama Department of Labor will be in Birmingham today. The fair is expected to have at least 150 employers attend. Participants will have the opportunity to interview on site. Kelly Betts is the public information specialist at the Alabama Department of Labor. She says the agency hopes the job fair will help decrease unemployment in Alabama.
The whole goal of ADOL is to bring employers and job seekers together because we're trying to reduce unemployment in our state. And the best way to do that is to network the services that we offer at ADOL. And one of the biggest services that we offer is the Alabama Career Center System, and that's putting on these job fairs around the state.
The fair will run from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. today at the BJCC in Birmingham. Participants are encouraged to bring their resumes and to dress professionally. And some public parks in the Birmingham area will also become children's libraries later this month. Several little free libraries will be installed in public parks in the area. They're book exchanges designed to promote literacy and a sense of community among area youth. Now your forecast.
Good Wednesday morning to you. Temperatures topping out in the upper 80s this afternoon. Some spots could touch 90s. Going to be a hot day for this time of the year. Partly cloudy sky. Isolated shower storm possible this afternoon. Most areas will be dry. Better rain chance arrives late Thursday into early on Friday. On WBUA, Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.